Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Are Vanderbilt and Virginia giving current college athletics a bad name? This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Can you believe that Vanderbilt and Virginia, two academically acclaimed, mostly lily-white schools, were in the finals of the College World Series? What is intercollegiate athletics coming to anyway? Teams with such profiles aren't supposed to be playing for major sport national championships. Right, Florida State and Alabama? Right, Kentucky and UConn? Right, all you ABCers out there? A few African-American faces dotted both lineups, which is good for getting more black kids to play baseball. But mostly peach-fuzzy Commodores and Cavaliers with skinny arms and no tattoos squared off after surviving the 8-team series to decide college baseball's national championship. Guaranteed not a single neutral naysayer on college sports was watching Vandy edge UVA in the decisive game of the best-of-three series from Omaha Wednesday night. Vandy wins its first title in any men's sport, and alumnus David Price is texting all night after he finishes another sterling performance for the Tampa Bay Rays. What's wrong with this picture? Nothing, but few expect it, and fewer fans can believe that such a scenario can unfold in sports that are televised on ESPN1. Since baseball is America's game, it certainly gives us hope that we can have a major sport made up of great athletes and legit college students. Of course, it's almost that way every year at the College World Series, whether the teams are from the ACC, SEC, or some small conference on the West Coast. A packed stadium in the Midwest where thousands of local fans converge to support the annual event that supports their city. That doesn't sound like the MO of fanatics arriving for a weekend football game on Thursday and eating and drinking themselves into a blithering state long before kickoff. Will Vanderbilt and Virginia, two great schools with respectable athletic programs, be able to change that stereotype or be relegated to playing another brainy sport where most of the kids go on to unrelated professions? It's just phenomenal that such a game by these two teams can share the stage with the politically charged World Cup, the NBA draft, and the first Major League pitcher to throw a no-hitter in back-to-back seasons since a Dodger named Sandy Koufax. Not to mention Tiger Woods' long-awaited return. But Vandy and Virginia did it, without anyone questioning whether they should be playing at all or without any of the players appearing bigger than the teams. That's unusual and as big an accomplishment as whoever won the game. It was more victory for college athletics as we'd truly like to see it. This is Archansky. See ya.